Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A very warm welcome to the Q4 and FY25 earnings call of Krsnaa Foschem Limited. From the senior management, we have with us today Mr. Praveen Otswal, promoter and director, Mr. Sunil Kothari, whole-time director and chief financial officer, and Mr. Mukendra Samdani, consultant, strategy and investments. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mukendra Samdani. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhirat. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the first ever earnings call of Krsnaa Foschem. Before we begin the earnings call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during today's call might be forward-looking in nature, and hence it may involve risks and uncertainties, including those related to the future financials and operating performances. Please bear with us if there is a call drop during the course of the conference call. We would ensure the call is reconnected the soonest. I'd like to hand over the conference to Mr. Praveen Otswal, Managing Director. Over to you, Praveenji.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. It's a pleasure to welcome you all to Krsnaa Foschem Limited's first ever earning call. Thank you for joining us today and for your interest in the company. Since this is the first time we are holding an earnings call for results and some of you might be hearing us for the first time, I will give a quick snapshot of the group and history of the company. Following which, with industry scenario, company performance for the quarter and year, outlook and question and answer at the end. Starting about the group and the company. Otswal Group is one of India's leading phosphatic fertilizer manufacturer with an integrated production capacity of 2 million metric ton, including BRP, sulfuric acid, phosphoric acid, finished fertilizer, headquartered in Bhilwara, Rajasthan. Our manufacturing facilities are based in the MP state, while we are serving agricultural markets across India through 6 manufacturing fertilizer capacities. Krsnaa Foschem was acquired in 2007 as a loss-making unit and has since become a strong pillar for the group, led by Mr. M.K. Otswal, a pioneer in SSP manufacturing from BRP. The company manufactures and markets fertilizers under the Andata and Bharat NPK DAP brand. Our product capacity stands at 120,000 metric ton and for SSP and 330,000 metric ton for NPK DAP, enabling us to efficiently meet growing market demand. We operate with strong retail presence in 9 states, supported by over 2,500 dealers and 30,000 retailers. We have also ensured robust backward integration and secured a reliable supply of rock phosphate through long-term agreements with suppliers in Egypt, Jordan and domestically, which is a crucial strength in our subsidy-driven business model. On the industry front, I would like to say in financial year 25, phosphatic fertilizer industry volumes grew by 7.5% on year-on-year basis. Overall, the growth was driven by NPK grades. At the same time, Krsnaa Foschem recorded much higher volume growth of 50% for financial year 25, consistently outgrown the industry demand. On raw material scenario, at the input side, while we witnessed sharp price increases in sulfur, ammonia prices were relatively softer. Sulfur prices have doubled over previous year, mainly attributable to volatile global demand. The government's increase in Kharif 2025 subsidy has largely offset the raw material price inflation, which helps maintaining price competitiveness and margin stability. Since we mainly sell SSP and NPK, I would like to give some color on price concessions increase for these products. The increase was around 42% for SSP and 18% in NPK over the previous cycle. On financial operation and business highlights, financial year 25 has been a landmark year for Krsnaa Foschem. We have delivered highest ever volumes, improved plant utilization and deepened our market presence, particularly in MP, Chhattisgarh, where we now command a 6% and 16% market share in SSP respectively. Financial and operating performance for the quarter ending 31st March 2025. Starting with quarterly financials, revenue for the quarter reached 470, reflecting 5% year-on-year growth and a sequential increase. EBITDA rose to 56.3 crore, up 119.2% year-on-year and 27.7% quarter-on-quarter, with an EBITDA margin of 11.9%. PAT surged to 32.6 crore, marking a remarkable 492% year-on-year.
Looks like we have the management's line disconnected. Give me a second. We are getting it back connected. Hello, sir. Okay. Your line was disconnected. You may go ahead now.
Hello.
Yes, sir, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, EBITDA per ton stood at 5,550, showcasing our operational efficiency. Now moving to quarterly operational performance, 32,835 ton in SSP sales, a 153% increase year-on-year and 57.1% quarter-on-quarter. 68,606 tons in NPK DAP sales, a 40.8% year-on-year growth and 19% quarter-on-quarter increase. SSP was produced at high levels of operational performance and NPK DAP continued its upward trajectory with 81% utilization. Financial and operating performance for the full year ending 31st March 2025. Full year revenue reached 1358.2 crore, a 47% increase from 923.9 crore in financial year 24. EBITDA stood at 183.9 crore, up 43.4% year-on-year with a healthy margin of 13.5%. PAT more than doubled to 86.3 crore, a 114.1% increase year-on-year with a PAT margin of 6.4%. EBITDA per ton for the year was 5251 per ton. Our debt to equity ratio improved with net debt decreasing by 19%, reflecting our commitment to prudent financial management. Outstanding subsidy receivables as of March 31, 2025 were 189.1 crore compared to 93.5 crore on December 31, 2024. And 133.2 crore on March 31st, 2024. Now moving to full year operational performance, SSP sales stood at 1,17,536 tons, a 21.4% increase year-on-year from 96,833 tons in financial year 24. NPK DAP sales surged to 2,32,715 tons, a 70.4% increase from 1,36,567 tons in financial year 24. For the full year, SSP operated at 95% utilization, while NPK DAP utilization improved significantly, rising from 45% to 70%, reflecting our successful ramp-up and strong market demand. New product launches and updates. We are excited to announce the launch and relaunch of key products in our portfolio, Andata Urea SSP, a combination of urea and SSP for a holistic crop nutrition, Andata Super 6, enriched with zinc, boron and magnesium for enhanced soil health, and Andata Jibo, fortified with zinc and boron to address nutrient deficiencies. These new offerings reflect our commitment to meeting the evolving needs of farmers and our reinforcing our leadership in the fertilizer market. These new offerings reflect our commitment to meeting the evolving needs of farmers and reinforcing our leadership in fertilizer market. Since value-added nutrient has good demand, we expect good response and expect handsome addition in profit. Growth and outlook. Financial year 25 has been a transformational year of Krishna Foschem, marked with record volumes, excellent operational efficiency, and solid financial growth. As we move into financial year 26, we remain confident in our ability to maintain momentum across all fronts. The increase in government subsidy for Kharif has provided positions us favorably against industry headwinds like inflated cost. With SSP and NPK continuing to be cornerstone of balanced soil nutrition and farmer adoption, we believe long-term demand drivers remain firmly intact. We believe that NPK and SSP will remain key to the growth of phosphatic fertilizers. Also, farmers does need fertilizer based on basis of soil health. With such macro tailwind, we believe NPK grades to have long-term growth potential. From an operational perspective, our plants are running at high utilization for SSP and NPK DAP, reflecting healthy market pull and production agility. We continuously work on optimizing process and improving yields through technology to improve our efficiencies and increase production. In financial year 26, we aim to further debottleneck these facilities and implement efficiency improvement to stretch capacity even within the existing footprint. Traditionally, we have been bringing various market strategies to gain momentum in our market share. As stated earlier, we are increasing our footprint by widening our product range to increase our profitability. Strategically, we are at inflection point for our next phase of growth. We are in advanced stages of planning for capacity expansion in fertilizer as well as backward production facilities, with options being explored both organically through brownfield expansion and backward integration, and inorganically through acquisitions that could offer market, product or logistics synergies. We continuously work on optimizing our manufacturing process and improve technology to enhance our efficiencies and production. Our years of experience along with technology prowess yields us with one of the best cost metrics for manufacturing. To push new capacities, we already strengthen our marketing team and have invested good amount in R&D to bring perceptible improvement in efficiencies, including better improved products. We have broad-based our funding partners, including SBI, who has shown appreciable interest in our expansion. Our rating agencies continues to have faith in our capabilities. With all these favorable support, strong demand, outlook, product innovation, and disciplined financial management, we are well positioned to deliver sustained revenue and profitability growth. With this, I would like to end my opening remarks and open to take up the questions from the participants.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dhwanil from iWealth Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon and congrats on a good set of numbers. Sir, am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Yeah. Sir, I just wanted to check, sir, in your opening remark, you were referring to the overall NPK did very well this year, right? I think, and when we see overall market also, so NPK this year has seen higher growth of 20-25% overall. Right. So, sir, if you can just explain what has led to this growth, you know, vis-a-vis the DAP has been down by 10-15% overall industry.
Can you once again repeat what exactly you want to understand?
So basically on the NPK side, sir, overall when we see the industry volume
Mr.
data...
Mr. sorry to interrupt. Could you move a bit closer to your phone and speak a bit louder?
Yes, sir. Is it better?
Yes,
sir. You may go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, just wanted to check on the industry side. Sir, NPK this year, the overall growth for the industry has been very good. And then DAP has been flattish or 10% degrowth. So wanted to check on that, sir. What has led to this growth? And then how do you see this, sir, going ahead with the season upon us?
See, the government is already working on the nutrient-based policy, and government just wants to have a nutrient, exact nutrient to be provided to the soil. So what happens is DAP comes with 18N and 46P. And when it comes to NPKs, there are different type of NPKs available in the country. So what happens is whatever soil requires, that only nutrient has to be provided. One point is soil vis-a-vis nutrient. The other point is when it comes to manufacturing, what is happening across the world, that DAP production is going down. So the prices of DAP are going up due to that. And government does not want to spell out excessive subsidies on DAP. So it is both. It is soil nutrient and it is subsidy also. And in coming times, definitely NPKs will be and are the future of the country.
Got it, sir. And sir, in our overall mix, what's the proportion of DAP and NPK on yearly basis? I think we sold around 231,000 tons in phosphorus.
No DAP. Eleven thousand tons.
So, sir, this is the trading side or the manufacturing?
No, completely manufacturing.
Completely manufacturing. And we don't do any of the trading in the fertilizers.
Not in this company. We do trading,
Got
but not in...
Got it. And sir, as our utilization has been high this year, we are close to kind of reaching to our full capacity. So, sir, what is the next CAPEX plan which we are having now?
See, in SSP, we are almost 90% plus. But in DAP and NPK, definitely we still have that extra capacity because our capacity is 330,000 tons, and this year we could produce only less than 240,000 tons. So we are eyeing on that 330,000 ton capacity. And above all, we are just planning it out to enhance our capacities of phosphoric acid and DAP and NPKs. We are working on it, and at adequate time, we will come out with the project reports and with the information.
Got it, sir. And sir, on overall EBITDA per ton, sir, I think what we achieved in the last two quarters has been quite high, right? So going ahead with the subsidy rates kind of increased, so do we expect it to further go up, sir, or should it remain at around 5,500-6,000 rupees EBITDA per ton?
No, it will be stable because the raw material prices have gone up now. That is why the subsidies have been increased. So, EBITDA levels will be almost similar.
On the gross side, there should not be any difference then, because of the raw material prices also.
Because raw material prices are already up.
Got it. And sir, just on the upcoming season, what kind of growth are we expecting in this going ahead?
The fertilizer business has been growing in the country every season on season. Definitely, when we are having a good monsoon ahead, definitely the fertilizer requirement will grow, and we are looking forward to have a good fertilizer business in coming season.
Got it, sir.
And we have the capacity. We have the capacity, and we will be operating. We will be trying to operate at its fullest.
Got it, sir. Great. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Dikshant P. from DB Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on those numbers. My question to you is that in the past, we have seen margins crossing the 20% mark, even going to the, 20 to 23% mark. At what point of time of our operational capacity do you think that this can happen? Because as you said that raw material price to matlab kafi zyada sir aa gaya hai hame effect and we are getting a better subsidy right now. So at what time of, I'm assuming this becomes a operational capacity utilization business for us then?
Look, this 20 to 23% profitability was an aberration and exception, happened only in 22-23. What we are showing at the moment is actually the reasonable and normal level, and I think we hope we will continue with this level only. When there is a price rise in raw material, accordingly government increases subsidy. So profitability level, we do not expect any substantial jump in time to come.
The idea of asking this question is 6 quarters down the line, do you think that our, with our operations running the way they are, do you think that our margins will improve or will there be similar seasonal sort of growth that we can see or degrowth?
Look,
that we can see?
As we have explained, our capacity utilization has been 70%. So the future of the company lies in improving from 70% to 80-85%. We have achieved on a few occasions even 100% capacity utilization. As such, we are confident of some bottlenecks. We will be able to increase the capacity utilization, and every ton of additional NPK will add to the profit of about 5,500 rupees. So we hope next year, if we increase the capacity utilization by 5 to 10%, we'll be able to add to the profit. So the profitability may not increase, but the profits will increase.
Okay, so the margins may not expand as much, but our net profit would increase because of volumes. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay, but there will be some improvement in margins, and can we consider 12% as our base margins right now?
Absolutely, you can. Comfortably.
Okay. So, another thing on the trading side, is this the Madhya Bharat agro product business that we have? Do we do trading in that part of business, or is this a holding company does the business from a different sort of entity?
Trading is nothing but, you know, the Ostwal Group has an phosphatic fertilizer production capacity of 1.1 billion tons. And we have a long-term agreement with Jordan and Egypt for supply of rock phosphate. And to have an economy of scale, normally we import a full ship load of rock phosphate. And on a high sea basis, the one company imports and then it is distributed among our remaining three companies. So that is the trading part mainly. And it is arm's length basis and just an enabling factor.
I would request you to help us understand our overall, cash debtor cycle. If you can just give us a brief understanding, because we see that the overall working capital and cash conversion cycle is improving. So if you can just help us understand in a little brief that how this is happening and what kind of growth can we see from here.
Look, in case earlier our percentage of SSP sale was contributing more, now NPK is contributing more. And in NPK, even the marketing federations and the wholesaler, the payment is fast. So that is where that way our debtor cycle is improving slightly. Though the subsidy portion, it continues to be the same at a longer period. So on the whole, the improvement only slight one, but yes, with growing demand of NPK, as we explained to you, DAP is being shown slightly discouraged by government. NPK demand is coming up. Our credit, the credit which is being extended to our wholesaler is also being reduced. All these factors put together, our marketing team is also active. We are improving this data cycle. But then there is a limitation. I don't think we can improve substantially.
Nick, the reason I asked, right now our working capital days is around 110 days. Please correct me here. So can we expect this to be going much further down, maybe 10, 15, 20%, or we are right now around just the best part of it and we can't be expecting too much of working capital improvement?
No, no, it is not the best part. We know we have some loopholes and we are addressing. And this FY26, I am sure you will see some improvement of at least 10, 15 days.
Got it. Got it. So the last thing that I want to ask you here is, this is very heartening to know that our parent company, Ostwal Postchem, is improving their holding. And Praveen Ostwalji has also improved the shareholding in the company. So could you just highlight maybe some of the reasoning or the capital infusion that we are doing? Like, what is the thought process behind this? It would help out all the investors and analysts here.
Yeah, I think it is only the opportunity which comes across because our holding company is holding around 65%. So whenever some opportunity came forward, we thought OPIL, Ostwal Postchem, can increase its stake. And when opportunity time comes, we may come out with some offering to the public, follow-on offer, QIP, like that. So if we increase the holding of OPIL and then we come out with QIP and follow-on offer or anything, at least the dilution may not affect us. That is why as and when some opportunity comes, we increase our stake through OPIL. It is not a very well-thought process. It is just through the opportunity comes and then OPIL, because their business is limited to SSP and they have good cash accruals. So the company looks forward for some investing and in the process. They invest. So in the last year also, we have not invested substantially. I think in absolute terms, including the market rate, OPIL has invested hardly 8-9 crore rupees.
Yeah. But the trend is positive. So just want to understand that if we are looking for a QIP anytime soon in the next few quarters.
I am unable to comment at this moment. But yes, if the opportunity comes and we keep on getting encouragement from the investor, definitely we can examine, we can think and we can add to capacity, we can go for expansion, we can do lot many things. Because phosphatic fertilizer, there is an unlimited scope in India at the moment.
So, just a follow-up and like in the opening remarks, we have mentioned that we are looking for a capital partnership with the SBI. They have shown their interest. Could you just highlight?
It's not capital partnership, funding partnership.
Achha, so is this for debt that we are looking for?
Yes, we explained funding.
Okay, sir. So, thank you so much. Wish you and the team the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to remind that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Soham from RV Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, what are the volumes we can expect in FY26 in NPK and SSP, considering that we are our corporate capacity utilization in SSP is like 100% for the last two quarters and 80% for DAP. So, can you guide us?
I think we have to explain. This year, we hope to sell NPK 160,000 tons.
Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Soham,
260,000.
Your lines, there is a disturbance from your side.
Hello?
Mr. Soham?
Hello? Yes.
Is it okay?
We hope to sell about 260,000 metric tons of NPK, which will be up from last year. Because as I explained to you, we have already worked on de-bottlenecking the some problems and the capacity utilization, which was hovering in the range of 70%. We hope to touch 80% this year.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you can press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you once again to everyone for joining us. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to our investor relations team. Thank you and have a great day.
On behalf of Krishna Foschem Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.